Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today is July 9, 2016, and we are live in Waco at the Premier Gun Show. And my gosh, a lot of stuff going on here, everybody. This is awesome. You need to come on up. It's not that long of a drive. If you're down in the Cameron area or outside of that, you need to come up here. There's over 500 tables, lots of stuff. I can't even begin to tell you. Guns, knives, reloading supplies, you name it, they got it up here. And I'm just excited again to get to be on the show. I look forward to giving you a whole bunch of information. And once again, if you need to make contact with us, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Give us an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. And we're streaming live on aaronsgunshop.com's Facebook page. You get to see my ugly face. Hello, everybody. I'm looking at you right now. And we just got a lot of things going on. So what we're going to do, like every time, a lot of things have been going on in the news. And I usually write an opinion piece. But this opinion piece, I wrote it a couple weeks ago before all the stuff that happened. But in reality, it's going to connect to what's going on with the shootings and things like that. So let me start off the show once again by saying we're live here at the Premier Gun Show in Waco at the Extraco Event Center. It's just huge, a lot of tables. So come on out there and check it out. Say hello to the crew here. And I'd like to meet you there. We've got a lot of stuff on the table here, too. Give you some information, sign you up for classes, so on and so forth. But let me start off with my opinion piece. Like we do every week. This week's entitled, I Told You So. All guns should be banned. More background checks. More restrictions. No assault rifles. No high-capacity magazines. No guns that look scary. Limits on ammo purchases. Close the gun show loophole. That's what all you scared anti-gunners say. So let's say, in this fantasy world that you're living in, your nightmarish dreams come true, and guns are no longer available. Well, congratulations. You just made the knife industry boom. Let me read to you a part of an article talking about a protest outside the Capitol in Sacramento, California. Okay, I'm going to read to you a little bit, just a bits and pieces here. It says at least seven stabbed at protest outside Capitol, San Francisco. At least seven people were stabbed Sunday when counter-protesters clashed with members that planned to hold a rally outside the California State Capitol building in Sacramento, authorities said. Matthew Heimbach, chairman of the Traditionalist Workers Party, told Los Angeles Times that his group organized a Sunday rally. He said that in the clash, one of their marchers had been stabbed in an artery, and six of the counter-protesters were also stabbed. Now, it does not matter what the groups were protesting. They had the right to protest. The point is, they didn't need guns to cause harm. But let's go further. Let's say now that all knives have been banned because people can hurt or kill others with knives. Well, guess what? Now, baseball bat manufacturers have to step up production to keep up with the supply and demand because everyone now is buying bats to defend themselves. What do we do now? Register baseball bats? Okay, scaredy cats, you got your wish. They're registered. They're all outlawed. Guess what? The auto industry loves you because now everyone's buying bigger cars so they can run over people instead of shooting, stabbing, or bludgeoning them to death. Don't you get it? There will always be people who want to hurt, rob, or kill you. That will never change until the return of Christ when the lion lays next to the lamb. All you do when you restrict someone's right to defend themselves is embolden those who wish to do harm. It's like you got blinders on. Everything has to be sweet and nice and pretty. That's not the world of reality. The world of reality is this is a beautiful world with fantastic people living in it. And, at times, bad people do bad things. Because of that, we get ourselves prepared to help ourselves and help others if the need arises. Guns, my scared of your own little shadow friend, is a means for us to balance things out. So instead of trying to take away guns and my rights, why don't you find someone who's willing to put up with you and show you a few things about guns? Yeah, I'm going to help you out, too, okay? One, it's my right. I, like millions of others who wore or wear a uniform, defended that right, too, just to remind you of that. Two, a gun is my equalizer. If I'm being attacked, and it can be yours, too. Three, in bad times, I can hunt for food. And yeah, I know, but Bambi, you shoot Bambi? I go, yep. And you're going to shoot Bambi, too, when you get hungry enough. And four, it's a lot of fun. So like I said all along, take away the guns and the human race will find something else to hurt you with, okay? It's not the gun. It's the human. Well, this human is going to stop that human. It is that human that tends to hurt this human. And my defensive weapon of choice is the gun. So back off, Jack, with my rights. That's my opinion, Chief. If you don't like it, call Trey up at the station there. He's going to take all my complaints. I want nothing but good, favorable reviews and commentaries when you're talking to me, okay? Let me tell you about what's going on the show today. Hey, partner, how's it going? On today's show, the license to carry segment will go over Texas Penal Code 941, protection of one's own property. The way things are going with crime and terrorism, this penal code will come into play more often than not. As usual, I'm going to read to you three stories from the NRA's American Rifleman's column, The Armed Citizen, and see what we can learn and glean from these true stories of self-defense. Our pep section will be on another pre-recorded video from one of our sponsors, the Cross-Eyed Bull, in Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. The owner, Alan Lynch, has a month of July special on all of his furniture. So you want to be sure to watch that video. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page once. You get to see me. Here I am. Hello, everybody. And two, you get to watch that video from Alan Lynch, a pre-recorded interview. Another sponsor, WRBSales.com, manufacturer of gun holsters, cases, and accessories located in Gun Barrel, Texas, and that's no joke, has provided me with these hip pocket holsters. And I'm going to talk to you about them and explain how they can be useful in, you know, your accessories for carrying concealed and all that. A lot of different things you can do with these two particular simple designs. I'm going to show you how you can use them and how you can utilize your ability to carry concealed conveniently. Today's product spotlight is brought to you by another sponsor, A&C Firearms, located in Highland Hamlet between Rogers and Temple on Highway 36-190. I'll be talking about the Mossberg MVP Patrol Rifle in .308 caliber. I personally nicknamed it the Black Beast. It looks pretty wicked. All you gunners out there are probably shivering in their boots when I say the Black Beast. Today's gun training demo will be touching lightly on how to buy a used gun without getting burned and ending up with a piece of junk. And this week is week number two of our new segment, The Voice of Law Enforcement, with our speaker, Cameron Police Chief Randy Dixon. He's a plethora of information, so be sure to listen to what he's got going on. He'll be on at about 11:05. And later on in the show, all you preppers and military buffs, I got an awesome 1964 Willys Jeep with trailer up for sale, and I'm going to give you details about that. If you like military vehicles, this thing is sweet. You need to listen up. Go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the Facebook page. I got a video up there, a one-minute video of what the Jeep looks like, comes with a trailer, all sorts of accessories. Check it out. Now, finally, ladies and gentlemen, this is freaking awesome here. I have a very special guest, and I hope I say his name properly. Vladislav Komisarov. But we're going to call him 007, and he'll explain why. 007 was a top Soviet who defected in 1965 and has an incredible story to tell about why and how he did it. And from that time, what he has done and what he's doing now. Ladies and gentlemen, when you talk to him, he's just like drawn in. It's so cool. So we're going to check him out with that. So ladies and gentlemen, strap yourselves in, get note-taking materials ready, and be prepared to be enlightened, because we're going to start the show with our license to carry segment. And with that, don't forget, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page. We're live here at the Premier Gun Show in Waco at the Extrago Event Center. And man, there is a lot of stuff, a lot of guns, a lot of tables, a lot of leather, knives, ammo, scopes, red dots, you name it, they've got it, okay? If you're looking for it and you can't find it, I've been looking for something, I couldn't find it, and man, I got it here. Anyway, license to carry. Believe it or not, the economy is not that good. I don't care what they say, oh, it's great. No, it's not that great. There are many people out of work, but there are many people working one, two, and three jobs that are still having a hard time. Some have even gone the way of reducing their misery by getting relief from drugs and alcohol. Sometimes persons from both groups go over the edge and get desperate for money. That is when you come into the picture. How do you come into the picture, you ask? Well, one, you're not them. And two, that means you have a means to support yourself. And three, which means you have stuff they don't have. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the the stuff that you have becomes potential money for the have-nots by the means of theft or robbery. In this day, that means your probability of getting robbed gets higher and higher. And since that's the case, you are closer to potentially being robbed, more closer than you may have think. Are you prepared? Do you know what you can do and to what extent you can do it? If not, you can find yourself in a lot of trouble. So let's read one of the more common penal codes as to how to handle this potential problem. It's Penal Code 941, Protection of One's Own Property. And once again, we're going to go to our paper little handbooks, and we're going to pull out a copy of the page here. And this is Texas Penal Code 941, Protection of One's Own Property. A person in lawful possession of land or tangible, movable property is justified in using force against another when and to the degree the actor reasonably, and there's that word I hate, reasonably, can mean anything, reasonably the force is immediately necessary to prevent the other's trespass on the land or unlawful interference with the property. B, a person unlawfully dispossessed of land or tangible, movable property by another is justified in using force against the other when and to the degree the actor reasonably believes the force is merely necessary to re-enter or recover the property if the actor uses the force immediately or in fresh pursuit after the dispossession. And one, the actor, that's you, reasonably believes the other had no claim of right when he dispossessed you. Or two, the other accomplished the dispossession by using force that are fought against the actor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. There's only so much penal code when it comes to license to carry. But it's so freaking important, we have to go over it and over it and over it. Now, last week, or a week before, I can't remember, I'm losing track of everything here, I showed you a graph of the different force levels. Well, in this Penal Code 941, it did not mention deadly force, it mentioned force. So what's going to happen is you can use force, or reasonable or necessary force, to acquire your information. Okay, or not your information, but your products. Hey, how's it going, buddy? Okay, this is it. I'm on the air right now. Give me a second. Keep this, okay? Very good, very good. We have 007 here. He's giving me some information. We're going to be talking to him at 11:30. I'm very excited. He's got that Russian voice, and it sounds kind of sexy, if you know what I mean, pretty well. Okay, but anyway, what I was talking about is Penal Code 941, Protection of One's Own Property. That's going to be something that's going to be probably more common than not with the way things are going, people stealing stuff, you're needing money, so on and so forth. So you need to know your abilities within the law so that you don't end up becoming the criminal trying to defend what's rightfully yours. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a license to carry class. They're getting harder and harder to set up because I got so many things going on. So if you're interested in taking a class from me, which would be highly advisable, okay, I've got the next class on the 16th of this month at 2 o'clock, right after our live remote in front of my radio station, the one I'm out of, the main hub there, KMIL in Cameron. We're going to be right out there in front doing a live remote. Want to meet people, going to be giving things away. I want to see you. Come on out there. But 2 o'clock that same day, I'll be doing a license to carry class. It's $60, and it starts at 2 o'clock. It's over about 7:30 or so, and that includes your shooting and your written test. So check it out, and we go over all these things. Very important to know. This radio show is basically to throw stuff at you and say, oh, I didn't know that. Or, oh, I need to check that out. You know, I can't tell you everything in 2 hours. There's only so much I can do. So I've got to throw something out there that piques your curiosity, piques your interest, whatever, so you'll go study it yourself. But force level, extremely important. And Penal Code 941 is coming more and more into play. So check it out. We teach that all in our life security class. Now, moving on, let's go to our NRA segment of the program. And ladies and gentlemen, in this section, I'm going to read to you three stories from the NRA's Armed Citizens page of the American Riflemen. And hopefully from these two stories, you can learn what to do and what not to do, and maybe you need to laugh or two in the process. It all depends on the story. Now, if you're not a member of the NRA, you might consider becoming one. The more gun supporters they have, the more muscle they have to stop that bad legislation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I'm here in Waco at the Extra Co Event Center, the premier gun show. And probably outside the front door is the NRA sign-up booth. If you're not a member of the NRA, I highly advise you. I know they do stupid stuff. I know you get aggravated with them, yada, yada, yada. I understand. I get it. I've been there, done that. And I own the leather jacket that comes with the membership that I got. If you get your basic, you're not going to get it. I'm higher up there and down there, whatever. I get a leather jacket. But basically, what I'm trying to say is this. Sign up. And I think you even get in here. I got to check with the producer of this show, Tim. I'm going to find him somewhere. We're going to get him on the air. But I believe if you get a membership to the NRA, your entry fee to the show is for free. So you get a double double prize there, okay? So check it out. But let's go to our stories here. Our first story from coming out of July 2000. A Sedalia, Missouri woman, was at home one morning when she came face-to-face with a masked intruder standing in her living room. The attacker, wearing baggy clothing, a dark blue ski mask, and latex gloves, hadn't counted on confronting an equally prepared victim. The woman told authorities that the man pushed her to the floor, removed her rings, and attempted to sexually assault her. When she inflicted a knee strike, that sounds painful, her attacker was momentarily dazed. That's when the woman retrieved a pistol from the file cabinet, which sent the man fleeing. My commentary. I am impressed with the woman's refusal to become a victim. The old knee in the groin maneuver usually does the trick to get a man to change his mind. If this man decided to continue on the woman had also had the composure to retrieve her gun. So bravo. She knew what she was doing. She had control. The only thing I would have done is any chance of having a gun on you at all times. The only thing I could say on that. Great job, the lady. Story number two. An Altoga, Texas property owner arrived home one afternoon to find an unfamiliar pickup truck loaded down with his personal property. As he surveyed the situation, two strangers emerged from behind the house. The resident pulled out a handgun and demanded an explanation. When the men attempted to concoct a story about the vehicle having broken down, they started to leave. Well, the homeowner shot out two of the truck tires, said the Collin County Sheriff's Office. The resident then phoned authorities who arrived to find them holding two suspects at gunpoint. My commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, can you say Texas Penal Code 941? We just read it. Penal Code 941, he used force or reasonable necessary force. He didn't apply deadly force to people. He was stopping them by shooting at the tire. So, I mean, yeah, you can have some people say, well, what about this, what about that, whatever. The point is, he didn't shoot it down. He was stopping them and using some type of force other than deadly force to stop. Very important to know your penal code so you will know what type of legal force you can use. So that's a perfect example of that right there. Okay, story number three. A pair of armed would-be crooks who entered a Bessemer, Colorado liquor store were one-upped when they attempted to impress the clerk with the seriousness of their demands. They said, "I'm not kidding," said one, and as he brandished a chrome-plated handgun, the determined clerk's retort was virtually instantaneous. He said, "I'm not effing kidding either. I'll kill you," he said, pointing his own pistol at the startled bandit. At that, the men fled the premises. As the clerk gave chase, he heard one man yell back, "I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding." So you knew a humor out of that. But we've got to talk about something here on this story. Although I get a chuckle from the bad guy running away and saying, I'm kidding, I must give a word of caution on your verbiage. Saying you will kill someone shows intent. In this day and age, you want things working for you, not against you in the court of law. You could say, "Dude, you're scaring me to death. Stay away from me. Put that down." But say, "I'm going to kill you" is intent. And then he started chasing him. You need to be careful about that as well. The threat is over. We go over all these things in our class, July 16th at 2 o'clock, right after our live remote at KMIL stations in Cameron. I'll be doing a class. You can sign up. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the LTC page. You can sign up right there or give me an email or give me a call, whatever best suits you need, okay? All right, so that was the NRA segment. What we're going to do now, Trey, if you're listening, we're going to take a long break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk to you for a second real quick and introduce to you the pre-recorded interview that I had with one of our sponsors, the Cross-Eyed Bull, Alan Lynch. And he's got a very big special for the month of July. So, guys, let's go out with a long break, and we'll come back, and I'll introduce you to this video.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417. WRBSales.com takes pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear. They use only the very best materials in their products. 1,000 denier Cordura nylon, ballistic nylon, and heavy-duty YKK zippers. All of their handmade, high-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee. And much of their gear has seen actual combat duty. WRBSales.com is your one-stop shop for all your firearms gear and accessories. And whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, WRB's products guarantee to deliver it even in the toughest of conditions. They know the industry inside and out, but more importantly, they know what you want. Explore from the best the industry has to offer only at WRBSales.com. That's WRBSales.com.
You're going to go crazy at the Cross-Eyed Bull when you see all the great stuff from years gone by. Wagons, old tools, lamps, well pumps, stoves, water barrels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36 is the place to be for the antiquer, decorator, prepper, or just anyone who wants to take a look. Tractors, chicken coops, windmills, wagon wheels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. Or just call 254-717-6400. 6400, the Cross-Eyed Bull.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, we're live here at the Premier Gun Show at the Extraco Center in the Event Center in Waco, Texas. And what I've got, I'm fortunate now to have with me Tim Vanuken, the producer of the Premier Gun Shows. And Tim, welcome to the show again, buddy. How you doing?
Great. Doing good this weekend. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
But, you know, before we came back on, we were having a conversation, and we were talking about how you got started and all this and all your different shows and how many tables in this show and how many tables in that. Why don't you just give us a rundown. Tell everybody what's going on, your list of things that are happening, and let them know what's going on.
Okay. Well, of course, as you mentioned, we're in Waco this weekend, Extraco Events Center. It's a big 500-table show. We're sold out. We're open until 5 o'clock today and 10 to 4 Sunday, so everybody come on out. And I think, as you had mentioned earlier on your show, the NRA is here. You join or renew your NRA membership, you get free admission. But just a great show here. We've got new, used, all kinds of guns, long guns, handguns, ammo, reloading. You name it, if it's something shooting related, we have it here at the show. And this is one of a number of shows that we do, you know, Premier Gun Shows. We'll do about 58 shows this year. Last time we talked, we were in Temple a few weeks ago. Coming up in a couple of weeks in Round Rock, August 13th and 14th, we'll be at the Round Rock Sports Center.
And we'll be there live every day, so we'll give you some ideas of live situations that happen. I'm excited about that too.
Yeah, it's good. We're real glad to be back in the Austin area. We did a show in Segal Park for a number of years, and now we found a great venue in Round Rock. That show will actually be a little bigger than this one, about 600 people. So,
and what's the granddaddy of them all?
Well, like we call it, that's our original Fort Worth Gun Show. That's 1,200 tables.
gosh. Bring a lot of money, people. Yeah. You're going to go first.
And some comfortable shoes. You know, you got a lot of tables to walk around and look at.
That's right. So bring a little backpack or something for food,
yeah.
Shoes, water, whatever.
Yeah.
You're walking around, bring a wad of cash. Okay. I'm looking around here, and it's like every time I look past the table, there's another table with some more stuff on it. It's pretty great. And
yeah.
A lot of people coming through the doors on the street, right?
Yeah. 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 We got a good crowd coming through so far, and like I said, a lot of different things to look at. You know, you really want to look around and then make sure you've covered both rooms. We're in two rooms, and
a
lot of great dealers in both rooms.
Am I putting you on the spot by asking you, is there an easy direction, like a marking point for people who may not know the area that they can just look for, like the Valley Mills and Bosque at the major intersection?
Yeah.
If you go on your Blanco and you come to that intersection, Valley Mills and Bosque Drive, we're just like about maybe a quarter of a mile down the
yeah,
road.
Yeah, we're right on Bosque. We're at the heart of Texas Fairgrounds.
Okay.
And I'm sure a lot of people in the area are familiar.
Just ask her, she'll tell you how to do
it. Yeah.
All right, yeah. You got anything else for us, buddy? It's a great show. I thank you again for letting us come here, and it's just fantastic. Everybody's having a good time. Is there anything else you want to leave us with at this moment?
Yeah, no. Come on out if you didn't catch all the information, WacoGunShow.com. And also something that's new we're excited about is we have a phone app.
Oh, yeah,
America
right,
Gun
yeah,
Show
yeah.
phone app that you can download off of the App Store for iPhones, and I think it's Google Play for Android phones. That's a great resource for our schedule, like say for direction and trying to find the show. So take a look at that app for your smartphone.
Fantastic. Tim, thanks a lot. Appreciate you, buddy.
You betcha.
Have a good day.
All right.
I'll see you walking around.
Okay? All right.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Good. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is Tim, promoter of the Premier Gun Show here at the Exco Event Center in Waco, off near Bosque and Valley Mills. Check it out. We're going to now go into our pet section with my sponsor, Alan Lynch, the owner of the Cross-Eyed Bull in Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville. It's about probably 7 miles past the bridge as you're heading towards Gatesville on Highway 36. But, man, he's got tons of stuff. In July, he's got an awesome sale. So right now, not only can you listen to it if you have access to video or the computer or your phone, go to AaronsGunShop.com Facebook page. You get to watch the video as well there. So, guys, if you're ready, let's cue it up and give me a time on it so I know when I'm coming back on.
Welcome, everybody. Here we are again on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, and we're at the Cross-Eyed Bull here in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. Give them a call, 254-718-5077, and we're going to go inside once again and talk to the owner, Alan Lynch, about all the good goodies that he has here in his shop, all sorts of antiques. So when you're going to look on Facebook, check out the video. And just pan around, you'll see all the different things that he has on the outside here, and this is not even half of it. And we're going to go inside and say good morning to Alan and see what we're going to talk about today. All right, everybody, here we are back inside the Cross-Eyed Bull. Alan, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you all today?
So, I'm doing good. It's always a pleasure to see you. You were talking to me prior to this video, and we got some goodies going on this month. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you got going on and why you're doing it, and we're going to take a walk around and take a look at some of the stuff that you got.
Okay. Well, for the month of July, we're going to do 30% off all the furniture in the store.
Well, stop. You said 30%?
30%.
Oh, my gosh.
That's quite a discount.
Heck, that is.
If you come in July, tell us that you heard a commercial on the radio, saw our YouTube video. We're going to give you a 30% discount on any piece of furniture in the store. We have a lot of really good primitives. Really unique pieces that you wouldn't find anywhere else.
Yeah, you were showing me some of them before the video, and it's like very beautiful stuff. Be perfect for certain types of homes or anybody who's just curious and that kind of stuff. Absolutely beautiful stuff. So I'll tell you what, Alan, let's take a walk around, and as I'm walking through, people get to watch the video and see what else you have, and we can start talking about some of your pieces. How about
okay.
that?
Okay, all right. We're going to start off with our last part.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
This is a really great piece here. This is an old icebox from the early 1900s, possibly even the late 1800s.
You know, when I see that type of icebox, you know what that reminds me of? Jackie Gleason and the Honeymooners. Remember that old refrigerator you had in your apartment? It kind of reminds me of that. That's cool. All right, so tell us about that.
Well, it's just a really unique piece. It would be great for decorating in the old country style decor, or if you have a weekend getaway place, just a great piece.
And this is always important, ladies and gentlemen. Take a look at that sign. Okay, see how we always get the thread of guns? All right, so we've got the old refrigerator here. We're going to scan around, and as we go down the aisle here, everybody, do you want to take a look at the items here? And we're going to come up to some pretty neat-looking furniture. What's this one here?
This is a really neat, not sure what it's used for, but it'd be great for an island, kitchen island, entertainment center, anything. It's made out of oak.
And that thing is solid as
it's
a rock,
from,
man.
Probably from the 1800s, early 1900s. It's just a very neat thing.
It's interesting how they've got the door set up. That's pretty wild how they do that.
Well, they did that where they could put those shelves in there, because it has pegs in there where you can raise the shelves to different levels and things. It's just a really neat piece that you wouldn't find anywhere else.
Very nice. Okay, and that's 30% off in the month of July?
Yes.
All right, yep. What else we got?
We've got this big, I call it a garden cabinet, but you can actually use it for anything. It's a great color. That was a lot of antique green. Would be great for your workshop, in your in-house storage. You could use it for a pantry. Just a really neat piece, and it is made out of oak as well. Very heavy. Has some different drawers and shelves and stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
Just a great, great piece.
Okay. Cross-eyed Bull, everybody. If you go to Cross-eyed Bull 254 on eBay, you get to see a lot of these things as well.
Here's a really nice display cabinet with a glass front. Has beveled glass.
Are those mirrors in the front?
Yes. Mirrors on each side.
So the little children back in the day can come up there, comb their hair, not a problem.
Beveled glass, a lot of all the etching on the woodwork, all the detail.
Alan, do me a favor. Open that door up so we'll get a little inside shot. There you go. Oh, yeah. That's real nice. Very nice. And you said that was made out of what, do you think?
Well, I think it's probably oak as well.
A lot of that stuff is oak, right? Oak,
yeah,
walnut, cherry.
A lot of your primitive furniture was made from oak.
Now, I think this is cool. The corner pieces I always think are cool because corners are usually dead places. And the way they got it designed takes up little room, yet accomplishes the mission of good storage. So why don't you tell us about that?
This is a primitive jelly cabinet, also a corner cabinet. It's in a corner. Very unique piece. Definitely 1800 period. Just a great, great piece. And it's probably oak also.
Let me get around here on the side so they can see the side portion of it and how it works. And you can see everybody how it's angled so it fits in the corner. That's perfect, man. That's great. Okay, I want to talk about this closet-looking thing. I think this is pretty cool. I don't know if you can get the full concept of it, ladies and gentlemen, but maybe Alan can explain it.
Yeah. Well, it's a decorative closet to hang your clothes in. It has a clothes rod in there. And this came from Europe. The lady I got this from was an import broker. And she had a lot of import things from Europe and overseas. And
you know, I don't know if you've ever been to Europe, like Germany. I was stationed in Germany, and I noticed a lot of things. When you go to get a home or rent an apartment, there's absolutely nothing. It's just walls. So if you want closet space, you need to put a closet in there.
Right.
If you want things like that, you just got to put it yourself, because they just provide you the room. So that could possibly be something like that. But that's cool. It's all get out.
It's a really neat old piece, and it has this decorative iron trim up here, almost like something that would have came off a yard fence or something. Like
and the
that.
Wood is beautiful, the way it's roughed up like that. It looks really good.
It really is a nice piece.
All right. And we're talking 30% off all this furniture in the month of July.
Yes.
All right, what do we got next?
This is an old baker's cabinet. Just a really neat piece. It's been refinished. Has a chicken wire in the front, and then here it has the gilt stained glass with all the decorative look to it. Just a great piece. Lots of storage.
And obviously, ladies and gentlemen, if you love the piece but don't like the color, you can always refinish it.
You can always change it.
And then here we got another nice one coming.
This is a really old piece, and this is made out of cherry wood.
I was going to say, the tint in it looked cherry as compared to like a walnut or something.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just a neat piece, kind of like a display or put your grandma's dishes in or your mother's.
Like a hutch,
dishes.
You know what they call it? Like a hutch.
Hutch. That's right.
Okay.
And it has a lot of drawers and doors and.
We're a little bit tight quarters in here, ladies and gentlemen, so I can't get you a good head-on shot. But, Alan, you got this other corner piece that I think is beautiful. I want to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, and it's a big corner piece, probably the biggest corner cabinet I've ever seen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm focusing on it a little bit of ways here, so you get he's opening up the doors. And, man, that's beautiful. I mean, you can empty that out if you wanted to. That'd be a great gun rack, too.
Yeah. Has a drawer here.
That's where you can put your revolver.
Right.
Lever action rifles, flint locks.
There's a piece of paper in here that says this is from the Civil War era, and it's a corner cabinet. But just a great piece.
Craftsmanship is great, too.
It is. It is. Just a very unique piece.
This is a huge monster over here, too. You see if I can get back on this one.
Well, that's an old primitive pantry, like where you store your canned goods or your
that's a lot of storage
groceries
space.
And stuff, and it just really has an awesome look. See, this back here is all like beaded board, you know, tongue and groove is
right.
What it is, but it has that beaded board look to it.
Fantastic.
And then I have another one on the other side that's just a bit smaller.
Let me take a quick look at that one over here. There it is. Let me get back over here. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got lots of furniture. In the month of July, 30% off of all the furniture in this store here. Once again, it's another storage unit. Looks great. Different color to it. Okay, and I think we have one or two other things on the other side, Alan.
Solid oak desk.
Oh, yeah, that's always good. Military vehicles on top. Those look pretty cool too. And they can, once again, they can check all this stuff out on Cross Eyed Bull.
Yes, 254. Our Facebook page or best way to check it out is come to the store.
And we're located in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. About 7 miles past the bridge as you're going towards Gatesville. Oh, that's a big one too. That's like an armoire. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, armoire or wardrobe.
All right, why don't you open that door for me? Lots and lots of room. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody needs this. There's homes out there I know who are perfect for this kind of decor, where you've got large areas and you want to utilize them. There's some great furniture. This would be really cool to have in your home. These are rock solid filing cabinet, not filing bookshelf, like attorney's bookshelves. I know my dad's had...
Yeah.
Types like that, rock solid, looks great. And there's just so much more. If you just, I'm panning around right now, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to walk through a few times, if not 5, 6, 7 times, to make sure that you see everything. So, Alan, why don't you tell me your parting words here to the public?
Well, we're just going to give you some great deals in the month of July if you come out and see us. 30% off on all the furniture. Got some great unique pieces and. You buy a volume, you know I'll always make you a deal.
Wow, sounds great. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, if you enjoy the program that you're listening to, it's made possible by people like Alan and Cynthia Lynch, sponsors of the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. So if you like the show and you want to keep it on, support him because he supports me. So we want to thank you, Alan, very much for that. And come on out here, check him out, or go to his eBay page, Facebook, or go to aaronsgunshop.com's Facebook page and check out the video that I just did here as I speak about it or as we play it on the radio. So until next week, we'll see you then.
WRBSales.com takes pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear. They use only the very best materials in their products. 1,000 denier Cordura nylon, ballistic nylon, and heavy-duty YKK zippers. All of their handmade, high-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee. And much of their gear has seen actual combat duty. WRBSales.com is your one-stop shop for all your firearms gear and accessories, and whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, WRB's products guarantee to deliver it even in the toughest of conditions. They know the industry inside and out, but more importantly, they know what you want. Explore from the best the industry has to offer only at WRBSales.com. That's WRBSales.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. We're here live at the Premier Gun Show at the Extraco Event Center in Waco, Texas. A lot of things going on, and there's a lot of people, and I'm pretty excited, and I'm sure you will be too. Come on up here, so check it out. We come to the door if you're not an NRA member. If you need to renew your membership, do it at the front door, and you get to come inside for free. So it's a nice little bonus package there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to check out, which I'm very excited about. Good friend, Ben Lowe, he's the owner of WRB Sales. We had a great time last week. We were talking about Bill, and people were just swarming him because he's got excellent products. I've got one right here on the, I got a bunch of them here. But we're going to be talking today about the hip pocket holster, which goes, maybe, you know, you can put them anywhere. You can put them in the front pocket, back pocket, all depends what you want to do. You can wear it within your waistband. I want to read to you first what's on Bill's website because it has to be heard. And it's about the way they do things here. And they take pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear. They use only the best materials in their products. 1,000 denier cordura nylon, which is made of thicker strands of hardened nylon for extreme abrasions and resistance and long life. Ballistic nylon when needed, which is a higher tensile strength than normal nylon to prevent punctures and tears. And they use the heavy-duty number 9 YKK zippers for strength, smooth operations, and secure closure. They're all handmade, high-quality gear, comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee, and much of the gear has seen actual combat duties and has performed exceptionally well in adverse conditions. Now, they're your one-stop shop for all your firearm gears. It's true, they've got just about everything you need when it comes to that type of stuff. They're a premium supplier of firearm gear, accessories, and more, and with years of experience, their engineers and designers have perfected the art of making top-quality accessories for professional and non-professional use. So whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, the combination of both, their products guarantee to deliver even in the toughest conditions. They know the industry inside and out, and more importantly, they know what you want. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the cool thing about my sponsors. I know them, and I've talked to you about this before, but for new listeners, ladies and gentlemen, any sponsor at this moment that I have on, I know them, okay? They've been around. They have a history. Customer service is excellent. They have excellent products. You can use them. It's not just like, oh, what do I do with it now? No, you get it, you got it, you use it, it's great, it lasts, awesome. And if something does happen, you know, you can call them up, and if it's within that guarantee of some sort or lifetime or limited liability or limited warranty, you can take advantage of that. But it's fantastic products. Check it out. So WRB Sales, what we're going to talk about now is the hip pocket holsters. And there's two versions. If you go to AaronsGunShop.com and go to the Facebook page, you're going to see me on video here opening up the package. I'm going to show you both these different types of holsters, okay? They're the hip pocket holsters. You can either do it in the front, you can do it in the back pocket. It all depends on the type of clothing you wear. I don't know if you can see me or not in this video. I usually wear tight pants. And the reason I wear tight pants is because I don't like excessive, that sounds funny, people are cracking up around me now. I don't wear tight pants to show off my rear, okay? I wear tight pants because it's a more tactical thing for me. If I've got baggy clothes, they have a tendency to catch on things. Although you can conceal things in them, my body design requires a certain type of clothing because of my mindset. My mindset is of a tactical nature, okay? And I like things close-fitting. I always use it light and tight. I want light equipment, and I want it tight to my body. Makes no noise. It doesn't catch on things. So I can't really use this particular one, and this one here, I normally say it goes in your front pocket. Let's say you got a pair of baggy pants on. This one here keeps the gun, when you put it in like a snub nose or small automatic pistol, it keeps the gun upright in your front pocket. Do me a favor, raise this camera up so people can see if they're watching the video. We're going to be adjusting this camera here in a second, everybody, but we're talking about the pocket holster, and what's going to happen is this one was designed basically, although you can use it for different things, to go in the front pocket to keep your gun upright. if you were to put a gun in your pocket with that, it's going to start talking like this. And if you're going to grab it, you're like, where is it in my pocket? And it's going to work better for baggy types of jeans, not tight fitting jeans like these, okay? So, because if I put it in there, guess what? Hey, he's got a gun in his pocket, okay? Are you happy to see me, or is that a gun in your pocket? That was a trivia question on a show last time. Okay. But anyway, what's nice about this, it's got this friction material around it so that when it's in your pocket and you go to grab the gun, all you do is press against your leg and the friction holds the holster in and the gun comes out, but it's ready to go. As compared to the gun in here, you're like, where is it? It's tangled, stuck on something. It's sitting right in your pocket. Gun goes in. It's ready. If you need it, so you want my money, you want my the wad of cash, I got my pocket, sure thing, buddy. Here it is, and out comes the gun, okay? You can also use this because it has the friction material. You can wear it in your pants. It holds it, and that's legal, and you can actually put your gun in this holster without a shirt on, okay, guys? And if you got it in your holster, that's legal because technically we have an interview with Bell County Sheriff Eddie Lang, and he basically said if you have a gun and it goes in your waist without a holster, you're wrong if it's open carry. It's got to be in a holster. So this will suffice that law. It goes in there, in your pants, good to go. Okay, you just pull it out, but it's a friction material that keeps it in place. Now, that's generally for the front pocket. This one here, it's almost like a trickster type of holster. You notice how it kind of looks like a wallet? Well, you put the gun in there, and you can put it in your back pocket like so, and it's going to retain the shape of a wallet looking, a wallet in your pocket. But when somebody says, hey man, hand over your wallet, you go, oh, okay. And you go back here and you pull it out, and there it is. You have the gun at the ready. So, these two different holsters are for pockets, back pockets, front pockets. This one's primarily, I would say, for the front pocket, although you could put it in the back pocket if you want. Only thing is, it doesn't cover the gun, so the pocket will start forming to the gun. Since your front pocket's baggier, that's not a necessity, okay? You want it in the back pocket, this is the way to go. You see how the cutouts here so you can get your hand in it? So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see what I'm talking about, go to Aaron'sGunShop.com Facebook page. Go to WRBSales.com. Check out their whole entire website and all the different things they have. And, ladies and gentlemen, on every holster that Bill makes, he's got his tab, WRB with a toll-free number. You got a problem with your holster, you give him a call. You got a good holster, you give him a call. You got a defective holster, you give him a call. He's like, he's going to take care of it, okay? That's what he does. He makes great quality products, but every now and then something might go wrong. And if it does, he'll take care of it. WRBSales.com. Check it out. You're going to like what he's got to offer. Great guy, Gun Barrel, Texas. I got to go down there sometime. I just got to go down there and do a remote and check out his facilities. I can coordinate with him. But anyway, WRBSales, check him out. Tell him you heard it on the radio. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something else, too. If you like, if you keep listening to me, it must be because you like me or I'm just too funny because this may screw everything up here and you enjoy it. But whatever it is, if you want me on the air, I need supporters and I need sponsors. The sponsors help keep me on the air. You need to support them. They got great products. The Cross-Eyed Bull, WRB Sales, and we're going to be talking soon about A&T Firearms. Got an awesome product, too, and he's in Heidenhammer between Rogers and Temple. So we'll be talking about him, too. WRBSales.com. Check it out. They got all sorts of gun accessories. If you don't like it, you're going to love it. You need to buy one, okay? So that's that with that. Now we're going to move into our product spotlight. And I'm going to hand these holsters back to the crew here. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I told you about how my sponsors at this time, they have a history. They're good friends of mine. I know them. They've got great products, so on and so forth. A&T Firearms, I've known Arch for a long time. Arch Kuntz, the owner of A&T Firearms in Heidenhammer. He's got an awesome little shop there. The old bank in downtown Heidenhammer, which is, if you blink, you'll miss it. But it's cool. It's got the squeaky wooden floors. It's got part of the plaster off on the wall so you can see the brick behind it. It's got the metal ceiling tiles. It's got guns all around the building there. It's pretty cool. So check it out. But what he's got today, the Mossberg NTD patrol rifle in 308 with a scope. And what I did was I went to the NRA review page, and I just took it off there. I'm going to read to you a part of the article so that you can go there or give them a call at 254-983-4417. First of all, see if he's still got it on the shelf because it's a hot little rifle. And if he does, you can talk to him about it. But I'm going to give you some information on this rifle here. And this is by Tom McHale. American Rifleman, I believe it was. The MVP Patrol is a 7.5-pound rifle, not including the optic. This one includes the optic that Arch has. That, as the name implies, is short, light, and handy enough to tote around in a car or pack. The 16.25-inch barrel is capped by a standard birdcage flash hider, which means that threading for a suppressor attachment is already there. The stock is composite, and the forend is thick and sturdy. The Patrol is a hard-use rifle, not a trim hunter model, although there's no reason it wouldn't serve as a great field rifle. The model tested in this review was a 7.62mm NATO, and it is stamped accordingly on the barrel. The barrel itself features a 1-in-10 twist rate and is finished in a matte gluing finish. The synthetic stock is all business with molded texture in the grip and forehead. Two sling swivel attachments found out the stock itself, end-to-end, including the flash hider recoil pad. The rifle measures 37.5 inches and length of pull is 13.25 inches. That's pretty standard for a normal person. The MVP Patrol rifle tested is part of a small family. They offer the Patrol in 223, 556, or 308, 762 chambers, and each caliber offering is available as an iron sight configuration with pre-mounted and bore-sighted 3x9 92mm optics. The version tested was a standard model, but all models included a 6-inch Picatinny rail to add an optical reader. Like I said before, the one that Arch at ANC Firearms has the optic on it already. If you go to my Facebook page, aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, you'll see a picture of it there. You can check it out. Now, the magazine flexibility. We had a question on Facebook about the magazine asking if it was a magpull. You know, to be honest with you, I don't think it is a magpull unless Mossberg is using a magpull. It looks like a magpull, but I'm not 100% sure if that's an actual magpull or Mossberg stamped their name on it. But the Mossberg MVP Patrol rifle includes a 10-round box magazine. As the production of the MPV rifle continues to ramp up, we expect to be able to buy more magazines, MVP magazines, from the dealers. But you really don't need to, and this is the cool part about this gun. You really don't need to. The Mossberg folks designed the MVP rifle well with two magazine latches, both operated by the same magazine release button. One in the front of the magazine well grabs the notch in the standard M14 M1A magazine, while the latch on the side of the well also grabs the cutout on the side of the MVP magazine. If that's not enough, you can also use LR308 SR25 style magazine. And if you just got to have your magpull P-Mag, you're good to go there too, because they use the side latch. For you gun-savvy people, you know what I'm talking about. If you're looking about an MVP cool rifle, this is a very beneficial add-on to it with the magazine flexibility. Now, shooting and handling. The first thing I have to mention is that the feel of the recoil was shockingly mild. And I say shockingly because we're talking about a small light rifle here, and it's a 308 cartridge, which isn't exactly a 223. And they attribute the light shooting feel to an exceptionally effective recoil pad. It's concave in shape, but averages about 1 inch in thickness. More importantly, it's not solid. The center portion feels like a soft underlying frame covered with a thin layer of rubber. This results in a lot of give. He did a bit of shooting in the prone, which for him places the buttstock into the bonier portion of the shoulder, and with high volume shooting, it wasn't an issue. So this is a very comfortable rifle to shoot, especially considering its lightweight feel. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in a compact type of rifle that can pretty much, I don't know, cover a lot of bases, you want to check out the Mossberg MVP Patrol. ANC Firearms and Hide and Hammer's got one. You need to give them a call at 254-983-4417. Check them out. Ask them if they still got it on the shelf. Go in there and check it out. I'm sure they can get you another one. Great deal, great price. Check out the picture of it on aaronsgunshop.com Facebook page, and you can check it out there. And ladies and gentlemen, while you're there on the Facebook page, please like us. Let's bump up those numbers. Let's break 500 here. Let's tell people about the program, and please support me by supporting my sponsors and supporting me as well. We have classes, license to carry classes on the 16th of this month. I've got a free seminar for gun handling and safety on the 17th. If you're interested in that, if you know anybody who's like got a gun but has no clue as to what they're doing, you want to give me a call, and we'll set you up. It's free. There's no gimmicks, no tricks. I just want to provide a service for those people so they can get more into shooting guns. So that's on the 17th, and it'll be from 2 to 4. Give us a call, give us an email, and let us know. And also on the 24th of this month, which should be a Sunday on my calendar in front of me, and I can't find my note on that particular one, but we've got another self-defense and home invasion seminar on the 24th. If you've got a group of five or more, let me know. We'll take care of you. We'll take care of you and do a whole bunch of good training. We've got the shoot house. We've got the shooting range. We've got everything you need for a great class. It's lunch included there, too. So check it out. Check that out at the AaronsGunShop.com. High Cap Adventure page. We'll give you all the information there. Okay? So, we got, like I said, lots going on here. We're here live at the Premier Gun Show at the Extraco Event Center in Waco. Check it out. What we're going to do now, guys, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to go over a gun training demo. And we're going to be talking about how to find or buy a used handgun. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
You're going to go crazy at the Cross-Eyed Bull when you see all the great stuff from years gone by. Wagons, old tools, lamps, well pumps, stoves, water barrels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36 is the place to be for the antiquer, decorator, prepper, or just anyone who wants to take a look. Tractors, chicken coops, windmills, wagon wheels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. Or just call 254-717-6400. The Cross-Eyed Bull.
WRBSales.com takes pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear. They use only the very best materials in their products. 1,000 denier Cordura nylon, ballistic nylon, and heavy-duty YKK zippers. All of their handmade, high-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee. And much of their gear has seen actual combat duty. WRBSales.com is your one-stop shop for all your firearms gear and accessories. And whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, WRB's products guarantee to deliver it even in the toughest of conditions. They know the industry inside and out, but more importantly, they know what you want. Explore from the best the industry has to offer only at WRBSales.com. That's WRBSales.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, we're here live at the Premier Gun Show at the Extraco Event Center in Waco. I got all this stuff going through my head, everybody. I got to keep it straight. Now, listen, I have a tendency to babble and talk a lot, and because of that, I totally spaced the time. I cannot do my gun training demo because I've got this awesome individual in the studio right now. His name is Cameron Police Chief Randy Dixon. Chief, I know you can hear me. I can't hear you, but I know you can hear me, so it's a pleasure to have you in studio. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the second week we're doing this. We're going to continue this on every Saturday, a new segment around this time, and it's called The Voice of Law Enforcement. And Chief Dixon, he's a plethora of information and great stuff. He's done a lot of great things, and I'm not really sure what we're going to talk about today, but it doesn't matter because I know it's going to be good. You need to, you know, get your pen and paper out and take some notes. And if you want, you can call up in the studio and talk to him. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't do that. But why? That's why I'm going to Trey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to screw you up there. But anyway, look, Chief, here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to let you have at it. And I'll probably let you have it till, I don't know, for another good 10, 12 minutes. It's all yours, and we'll come back. We'll communicate. I'll know when you're going to break, and I'll take it from there. But, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you now Cameron Police Chief Randy Dixon with the voice of law enforcement.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that. I want to welcome everyone today and appreciate the fact that we're getting here to talk to you. I had a lot of things I was going to talk about today, and then with all the events that's happened the last 2 days, I was torn on what I was going to talk about and how I was going to talk. And, you know, a lot of tragedy has happened in our country in the last 5 days, or last 3 days. And I was going to discuss that, but then I decided we've seen this so much on the media. And maybe that'll be one show coming up about some of the things that we in law enforcement feel about what's happened in the last few days. But, you know, last week we spoke about social media and some of the issues that it entailed. Social media, if you've kept up with the last couple of days, has been abuzz with information about what happened in Dallas, what's happened in Baton Rouge and other parts of the country. Some of it's true, some of it's not true. But I'd like to kind of expand a little bit on our social media part today. And I want to talk about something that many of us probably never will experience, but I know that we here at the police department and law enforcement around the country have to deal with quite a bit, and that's cyber stalking. You know, like domestic violence, stalking is a crime of power and control. Stalking is basically conservatively defined as a course of conduct which is directed at a specific person that involves repeated, which actually means two or more occasions, visual or physical proximity, nonverbal communications, non-consensual communications. Now, what all that means is somebody's messing with you, you don't want to be messed with. That's kind of the bottom line with that. Somebody's watching you, you feel like they're watching you, they're sending you messages through the computer or through your phone, and those things actually start grinding on your nerves more than anything else. Stalking behaviors may also include persistent patterns of leaving or sending the victims unwanted items or presents that they may range from seemingly romantic to bizarre. You know, we've had situations here in this city where people have found items that were delivered to them, had no clue where they came from, didn't have a clue who sent them. And it bothers people. You know, something that would seemingly be something really nice to have tends to harass people, and that harassment becomes a form of stalking. You know, many times on the internet, we see a lot of things that are good. We see a lot of things that are bad. But, you know, we have only a tolerance for so many things in our society, and we have a tolerance personally for so many things. You know, one of the things that I like to talk about and give you some ideas about is what's happening and some of the really complexities of that thing, such as stalking. According to national experts, 1 in 6 women and 1 in 19 men have been stalked during their lifetime. Now, if you think about that, 1 in 6 women, that's a scary statistic. 1 in 19 men, even more scarier, because men aren't used to being the stalking. They're used to be the stalkers. You know, for both female and male victims, stalking was often committed by people they knew or with whom they had a relationship. 2/3 of the female victims of stalking reported stalking by a current or former partner, and nearly 1/4 reported stalking by an acquaintance only. It kind of expands who and what and why and how come stalking takes place. About 1 in 8 female victims reported stalking by a stranger. Stranger can be anyone that you've met casually or someone you've never met before. You know, our computers, our phones, they're a wonderful thing. But many times they leave us in a quandary about who and what's watching us. I know that I've had people that I've talked to in the past that were quite concerned because somebody looked at their Facebook page and made some comments on their Facebook page. You know, when we post something on Facebook or social media, we leave that open for anyone in the world to look at unless you set your parameters on a certain way. And why do people post things if they don't want it looked at? That's a good question we all ask. A lot of times what we hope people do is we understand that you never put anything on there that is going to come back to make you a victim of things such as stalking. You know, cyber stalking can intensify, especially in chat rooms, where stalkers systematically flood their targets' inbox with obscene, hateful, or threatening messages and images. This past week, we've had 2 calls of cyberbullying that came through the police department here in Cameron. Most of them are juvenile kids, high school age kids. Stalking is a situation that not only does it make it hard for you to sleep at night, it makes it very difficult for you to even walk down the streets with not wondering, is somebody watching me? Is somebody after me? What can I do? How can I protect myself? A cyber stalker may further assume that the identity of her victim or his victim by posting information and not soliciting responses from the cyber community. Simply, they put things on there for you to try to make a comment back about. I looked a lot of times about what stalking is. We look at the stalking that takes place in our country, and a lot of serious, serious issues take place. However, when we have a stalker that simply does something to put fear in the minds of an individual, that is one of the worst kind of situations that an individual can put themselves into or allow themselves to be a part of. One of the things that we tell people, and one of the things that I tell everybody, is that if you feel like you have a stalking situation, whether it's in person or online, you need to stop what you're doing right then and there, and you need to change something. Change how you, the directions you go to work, change the directions that you go to the stores, and contact your local police department immediately with the information and what you think. It may not be anything, and it doesn't make any difference if it's not anything, but you need to give the police department, you need to give your law enforcement an opportunity to help you in any way possible. I know that over my career, I've helped investigate, I've taken calls where there's been a number of men and women who have been cyber-stalked. Many times that's by an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend. You know, a lot of people can't adjust to being broken up with by someone else. You know, you see a commercial on television right now, and I think it's for maybe one of our local sandwich companies. And what they show is they show two people walking up to a counter, and they're ordering some type of a sandwich. One's happy, one's sad. They just broke up, boyfriend, girlfriend. You know, then that's kind of how we look at society is not everyone's going to be happy, not everyone's going to be sad, but the unhappy person has a tendency to want the happy person to be sad and be upset, to be fearful in some way. That's basically what stalking does. You know, if a victim has a public profile, a stalker could easily access any information posted in the social media networking account. You know, even with strong privacy settings or a private profile, a stalker might be able to access your account. If you're a stalking victim, consider suspending your social networking. Get off of Facebook, get off of Twitter, get off of Instagram for a while. Let it cool so that person loses the idea that he can have access to you. You know, make sure you set your settings on your profiles to private. You know, not everybody needs to know our business. You know, in future programs, we're going to talk about how to protect your home, things of that nature. You know, don't advertise what you're going to be doing, where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing. I see so many times people will tell people, I'm going on vacation next week, can't wait to get to the Bahamas, can't wait to get to Colorado, wherever they may go. Nobody needs to know that but your immediate family. Sure, we like to brag about the good things that happen in our lives, but sometimes that bragging can come back to bite us. So make sure you're very cautious about that. Now, one of the things I will tell you, with some networking sites, this might entail just checking a box to set it to private. With others, this can be a complex process. Take the time to learn what your social media site is. Know how to prevent cyber stalking. Limit, once again, how much personal information you post on your account. Never put your phone number on your account, your personal phone number. There are business social media accounts where they have to do that. But as an individual, there's absolutely no reason. Don't put your birth date. Don't put what city you're from, things of that nature. Remember, with cyber stalking, identity theft also comes the same way. They can steal information from you. They can take information from you. You know, if you get a friend request, everybody that I know on social media has had friend requests, and when you click down to see where they're from some foreign country, usually someplace in Africa, and then we get calls later on that some of the African sites where people trying to scam money out of them. I know you get them on your spam mail. Sometimes we get them in our postal delivery mail. It happens in other countries. It happens in Russia. It happens in South America. The point I'm trying to make is this. Don't allow yourself to be suckered in simply to see how many people and how many likes you can get on your site. Warn your friends and acquaintances about not to post certain information about you. That information is your information. that is strictly your private information that should never be shared with anyone. You know, I'm a fairly social person, I think. I like people. I like to be around people. I like to talk to people. Matter of fact, my dad used to tell me I'd talk to a dead person if they'd listen. One of the things that I will tell you this, sometimes we can be too friendly in our country. Sometimes we can give too much information out by being too friendly, not advocating at all that we shouldn't be a social person or a person who is kind and gentle to people. But I am saying we don't have to unfold our whole life to people, especially the first time we've met them or the first time we started chatting with them online. Now, one thing's also, I will tell you, use caution when connecting your cell phone to social network accounts. Use caution when you go to Wi-Fi areas. A lot of times there's information, there's programs out there that can rob your program of that your phone of that information. We want to keep you safe. We want to keep you private. You know, only post information that would not expose you to harm. If your stalker should read it, that could help them become more of a burden to you. The reality is this, folks. Cyber stalking and physical stalking can both lead to some kind of physical attack, which we're trying to avoid. We want everybody to understand they have to live in a society that is free from this. They don't have to live in this kind of way. We want people to be safe. We want them to get help. If you have the least bit of fear that someone is stalking you, if you think somebody is giving you a hard time, we ask that you call whatever law enforcement agency is in your jurisdiction and let them know about it. There may not be anything they can do, but it does need to be documented. That's all we're asking. It only takes a few minutes to call us. Let's take the information, and we'll put it into our database. That way, if something down the road happens, you can show a pattern. And that's the bottom line on cyber stalking. Last but not least today, folks, before I turn it back over to Matt, I ask that you say a prayer tonight for the families of those that were killed in Dallas. And I will make this one little comment. It doesn't make a difference if you're black, white, brown, purple, or polka dot. We're all humans in this country. Everybody has got to somewhere learn to get along. We've got to learn how to deal with society and make this a country that we're proud of. Let's try to be tolerant of everybody. Let's try to be tolerant of the police, the ones who are against police, because at some point we all have to come together to make this a nation we're proud of. So once again, thanks for your time today. I'll see you here, or you'll hear me next Saturday. Now, if I can find where Matt has run off to, there he comes out of the bathroom. I will turn him back over to you right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today is July 9th, 2016. Chief, I want to thank you very much. I can't hear. I understand. I got too much noise. I know it was off, but I want to thank you. And everybody, check it out. Every Saturday, right around this time, you got the Cameron Police Chief, Randy Dixon, giving you a plethora of information when it comes to all sorts of different things. So make sure you're logging in the books, your phones, and whatever. Now, I want to move on to another segment here. Actually, I'm going to throw this in here because this is great. Preppers, military buffs, the whole works. I got something awesome for you. Listen up. And you can go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the Facebook page and check out the one-minute video of this Jeep I'm about to talk to you. But I've got a 1964 Willys Jeep. And like I said, the video's on the Facebook page. Check it out. I want to tell you a little bit about it. It was built in 1960, but these are the ones, it's a nomenclature on it, it's an M151 truck, I think is what they said. But because there was, I don't know what the thing is, they cut them all in half, all the surplus ones, they cut them in half. Well, this one was cut in half and rebuilt, but it had, the back end of it was rebuilt with steel plate, and it's got a drop gate in it as well. So you got this military army Jeep, instead of just having it the normal Jeep, you're able to drop down the back gate like a tailgate and utilize it that way. I know, I've used it. It's mine. It's great. It runs awesome. It's got a roll bar. It's been converted from a 24-volt to a 12-volt. It has a heater. And people ask me, how the heck do you use a heater on a Jeep? Well, I'll tell you how you use a heater in a Jeep, and I know because I've used it out there in the middle of the desert when it's freezing with an open... I'm in an open Jeep driving at about 40 miles an hour with the wind blowing, and it's cold. What you do is you get these hoses. Hold on, everybody. I'm showing somebody something real quick here, and I'll get back to you in 1 second. But if you check that out, Okay, and we're back. I was out in the desert driving the Jeep, and it gets pretty cold, and you turn the heater on, you stick the hose in your clothing, and then your clothing fill up with the hot air, and it keeps you warm. It's pretty cool. So we've got the heater on the Jeep. It's got I had all the hoses replaced in the engine there, so everything is fresh. The rubber's good. Brake jobs. I've got jerry cans holders. Jerry cans, everybody, are gasoline. I've got one for gasoline, one for water, and they're held in there with the straps, and they're in the jerry can holders in the back of the Jeep. It's great. I've got fire extinguishers on the roll bar. In between the two front seats, I've got the center console where you can put things, you can put your big gulp and all that. I've got four new tires. Now, if you don't know about tires when it comes to military shoes, these things ain't cheap. These are brand new tires. You keep it out of the sun and all that kind of stuff like I do, and it'll last almost forever. I've got six extra tires. Two extra wheels that go with it. Extra differential. There's a detachable back seat that you can put in the back there and have other people ride in there with you. I've got a rubber gasket that goes around the windshield. Now, if you don't know that Jeep, I'm telling you, this is expensive stuff. And the Jeep that I've got, if you go to AaronsGunShop.com, go to the Facebook page, I put plexiglass in my window frame instead of actually having glass. I like to use the plexiglass for a couple of reasons. One, it's much lighter. And two, it's cheaper to replace in case anything happens. But in case you do want to put the real deal in there and put glass, I've got the rubber seal that you need for that. It's got a tow bar in the front. So if for some reason you got to just drag it behind your main vehicle, go on the hunting lease or whatever, drop down the tow bar, hook it up to your 2-inch ball, and you're good to go. It's got a ball hitch on the back end that will connect the trailer that I have with it. And this is pretty cool, man. It's just a cool Jeep. Jeep in the trailer. It looks awesome. It's OD green in color. It's got a windshield cover, so you can either keep the windshield up so you don't swallow flies and bugs, or you can put it down and be like a rat patrol. And when it's down, I've got the windshield cover that protects it. It runs great. It's street legal. And it's just an awesome little place. So if you're looking for a prepper type of vehicle or for something just to get you from here or on the hunt lease, it's really a lot of fun. So you need to go to AaronsGunShop.com, go to the Facebook page and check out the 1-minute video and watch that. And then give me a call or ask questions, set up an appointment, go and check it out. There's a lot of things you can do with it. I've put hogs in it. Drive down the highway, just go get an ice cream. So many things. Okay, but anyway, check it out. AaronsGunShop.com, go to the Facebook page and check out the video. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do, I've got a very special guest coming up in a few minutes, but what I'm going to do is, because I didn't get to stay on schedule about doing the gun demo, I'm going to go back to that, and I'm going to read to you an article I wrote in 2008. I've had my own radio show a long time ago, and I've been a guest on another radio show, and I've been writing articles and so on and so forth. So in 2008, I wrote an article. And ladies and gentlemen, I've had many people, too numerous to count, who have come up to me after their used gun purchase and tell me there's something wrong with it. After quick study of the gun to someone who has a little more experience, the problems are easy to notice. So what I'm going to do now is read to you a quick article I wrote in 2008 going over the basics of basics to show that with a little homework on your part, you can purchase a handgun or any gun that is used and get yourself one heck of a deal or one hell of a lemon. Now, with the economy the way it is, people being strapped for extra funds, learning the basics of how a gun works is essential. So let me read to you now my short article entitled, Buy Cheap, Not Junk. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see my ugly mug, go to AaronsGunShop.com, go to the Facebook page, or stream them live. And we're here live at the Premier Gun Show at the Extraco Event Center in Waco. Come on out, check us out, say hi to the crew, see all the stuff that's going on here, guns, leather, bullets, knives, scopes, you name it, they got it, okay? So now, let me read to you this article that I wrote May 30th, 2008. Buy Cheap, Not Junk. Gun prices are going up, 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 and people want to spend less, less, less. That's understandable and natural, but don't sacrifice quality for the price. There are so many good guns on the market today, but the prices seem to be out of reach for many buyers. So what a lot of buyers are doing is buying more and more used guns. The problem with buying a used gun is possibly ending up with the seller's problem. Let's look at the odds. What are the three top reasons someone sells a used gun? Well, one, they're bored with it. Two, they need the money. That actually might be number one, I don't know. Three, something's wrong with it. So you have a 1 in 3 chance of getting it done as a lemon. Now I want to squeeze the trigger, not squeeze a lemon. So here are some key things to look for when buying a used gun, and let's specifically talk about handguns here. Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is the basics of the basics of the basics. Does the gun have all its pieces? Is the gun completely intact? If not, do the pieces that are missing cause the gun not to work or function? Two, if the gun is an automatic and has an external hammer, does the hammer have push-off? Push-off is very bad. Push-off is when the hammer is cocked, and without pulling the trigger, the hammer will fall when it wants to unexpectedly. Let me explain why it's so dangerous. Let's say you have a handgun that has push-off, and you cock the hammer, and you're pointing it at the threat, and the threat is submissive to your commands, and all of a sudden the hammer drops on its own because the parts are worn, and you shoot this individual, and the video shows that he did no harm to you, but you shot him anyway. It's going to look pretty bad in the court of law, isn't it? You want to make sure when you cock that hammer, it doesn't drop when it's not supposed to. Now, number three, if the gun is a revolver, does it have excessive end shake? What the heck is end shake? End shake is when the muzzle end of the cylinders swing back and forth more than they're supposed to. This will cause the bullet when fired not to line up perfectly with the barrel and cause the bullet to get deformed and lose velocity and accuracy as it leaves the muzzle. If you can picture that in your head, all your revolver people, you close the cylinder on the frame, and where the cylinder should go into the barrel, it has too much wobble, and if it wobbles in the wrong direction and it's not lined up directly with the barrel, the bullet hits the barrel at a cockeyed angle, starts shaving off lead, you see the lead flying, and the bullet's coming out all deformed. Not good. All right, number four. Is the barrel clear of any obstructions? What if the previous owner shot reloads through it and the last round fired was a squib? You now have a bullet that is stuck in the barrel waiting for an accident to happen. Now, a squib is a cartridge with no gunpowder. The primer is what fired the round, but it didn't have enough energy to push it out of the barrel. So if I'm shooting a squib, you've got a regular-looking cartridge, there's no gunpowder, and when you pull the trigger, the firing pin hits the primer, and the primer goes off, and that's the only energy that's pushing the bullet down the barrel, but it doesn't have enough to get stuck. So the next round will be a live round. So if you're buying a used gun from somebody and you never check the chamber, or not the chamber, but the barrel, and there's a stuck bullet in there, and you've got to shoot a live round, boom! So you want to make sure that's clear. Now, there are many, many more things to look at to make sure you're not getting a lemon, but time will not permit you to discuss it now, okay? There's just too many things. Just remember, you can get a great used gun for a great price, or you can get a big, fat, juicy lemon for the same price. The difference between the two is your homework. Become familiar with the firearm you're looking for and go through your checklist. I've gotten many excellent guns through this process, and you can too. So remember, check out the basics. If you're going to look at a gun, there's so much information out there on the Internet. If you're interested in a particular type of gun, look it up, find out how it works, and then when you go to purchase a gun that you see used, you'll know what to look for to make sure that you can prevent a higher chance of getting a lemon. If you know what you're doing, you go in the first place, you'll minimize the risk of getting a lemon. So that's it. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have all our podcasts of all our shows on AaronsGunShop.com. Go to the radio show page. and you can listen to this current show. You can listen to, once the show's over, it'll be rebroadcast in a few hours, I'm sure. And then after that, you can just check us out and look at all the previous shows that we had, all the interviews and so on and so forth. And don't forget to go to YouTube, go to Aaron's Gun Shop, Haiti. And you can check out all our previous shows via podcast. So check that out at aaronsgunshop.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is I'm getting ready to get my special guest over here, and we're going to take a break. We're going to take a long break, Trey, and hopefully we'll be back here in time with my special guest, and I look forward to it. So we'll see you on the other side.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
You're going to go crazy at the Cross-Eyed Bull when you see all the great stuff from years gone by. Wagons, old tools, lamps, well pumps, stoves, water barrels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36 is the place to be for the antiquer, decorator, prepper, or just anyone who wants to take a look. Tractors, chicken coops, windmills, wagon wheels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. Or just call 254-717-6400. The Cross-Eyed Bull.
WRBSales.com takes pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear. They use only the very best materials in their products. 1,000 denier Cordura nylon, ballistic nylon, and heavy-duty YKK zippers. All of their handmade, high-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee. And much of their gear has seen actual combat duty. WRBSales.com is your one-stop shop for all your firearms gear and accessories. And whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, WRB's products guarantee to deliver it even in the toughest of conditions. They know the industry inside and out, but more importantly, they know what you want. Explore from the best the industry has to offer only at WRBSales.com. That's WRBSales.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Vitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. I'm Matt, your host. We're live here at the Premier Gun Show at the Extraco Event Center in Waco, Texas. And we've got about 30 minutes left in the show. And ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is usually my interview section, and I've got an incredible guest. I was introduced to this gentleman. I've seen him, you know, from time to time, but then I talked to somebody, he told me about history. I'm like, oh my gosh, we've got to talk to this guy. I'm going to try and get out his name properly from the get-go here, and then from then on, we're going to give him his nickname, okay? But right now, I've got a special guest on, and his name is, let me, hopefully I can say it properly. Gosh, help me out here, man. Commissaro. Say the name, buddy.
Commissaro. Last name, Commissaro.
And your first name?
Vladislav.
And we're going to call you from now on 007. And you're going to explain to us why it's 007.
Easy to remember.
Okay. Now, here's the deal, everybody. This gentleman here has an incredible history. And I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to just say, hey, tell me about this. And tell me about that. Your history is so incredible I'll just say it in a nutshell. We had a top Soviet lieutenant pilot, mid-pilot, right, who felt the necessity to defect and come to this country. And we're going to find out who he is, what the lifestyle was back in that country, and what caused him to come up to the conclusion that it was necessary for him to leave. And he's going to tell us what he did as a pilot, what got him in the position to come to us, and all the stuff in between. So, 007, talk to us. You're here. Why? Give us a background of who you are and what it took to get here and what you're doing.
1965, I was decided to escape from Soviet Union for one simple reason. 1964 Tokyo Olympics, I was qualified to go on Olympics. Last moment, Soviet government told me that you cannot go because they have information I want to escape from delegation in Japan. And I was kind of shocked, and I asked them, what give you idea that I'm planning to escape? They said, it don't make a difference as long as we know that you have planned to escape. I say, okay, then I cannot go on Tokyo Olympic Games. Then what happened if I escape from now from Soviet Union?
Well, let me ask you, did you actually have a plan to do that? Was that your intent?
No, that's not true. It's somebody I found later on from Ukrainian team, a man who was not qualified for Olympics, but because his coach is very important for Soviet Olympic team, he wants to promote his pentathletes, if you can call this sport, to go to Olympics. And he only was ninth in the nation.
Sounds like the coach's method of trying to get rid of the competition.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And they made the story about me that I'm talking about that I do want to escape. Naturally, KGB don't take any chances. They prefer to believe that it's true that I was planning escape, which was ridiculous. I was traveling all over the world for many years, and I don't escape. Suddenly, they have idea that I will escape, in special, who cares if I escape in Japan? I don't care, girl, stay there.
And wait, I got to ask you, though. If you had no intent to escape, but they thought you did, is it because you weren't able to go anymore and compete that caused you to want to leave, or was it other factors, or is it a combination of the two?
Well, the KGB was planning to keep eye on me. From that moment when somebody blow whistle, they don't take any chances. They prefer to just to protect themselves. They want me to stay in the country, not to go to Olympics. And I was get mad, and I told them, I say, all right, you think I'm planning escape from the team, but what's make you think that I will not escape here from Russia? To another country, they say, it's impossible. I say, all right, then I will be first one. They don't believe this. I walk away from office of KGB, and I was very mad, and prepared to start planning to escape from Soviet Union, because that's not interesting for me to live anymore in this country.
Because they restrained you from being able to compete.
No, compete as long as I stay in Russia, but I cannot go anymore to foreign country.
Oh, man.
All right, and I tell them I will be the first one. And what happened, I start search, because my father was in the KGB, General KGB, and he have so much information about everything. And I was asked his friends, not my father, because he wasn't very cooperative with me, and I don't want him to get suspicious that I'm planning escape. I will talk to his friends and ask them kind of questions, kind of curiosity, for curiosity. And I asked many, many different questions. I said, anybody escape from Soviet Union? not going outside country. They say, yeah, it's what's happened from 1956 until 1965. It was 11 people was tried to escape, and all of them was caught in during swim. They was planning swim from Russia to Turkey, from a city called Batumi City, which is, belongs to Georgia country now. And it's only one place you can swim without being freezing water. And another Baltic Sea is too cold. The east part of Russia is too cold. And only in the Black Sea you can swim. Anyway, and asking so many questions, I was learned that I can do that because I'm a professional swimmer, and to me, swim 18 miles about 25 kilometers.
Not only that, hold your thought there, but not only that, swimmer, boxer, fencer, shooter, professional, professor in literature, big pilot. Now, what else do you do, buddy?
Well, I've been competing in many sports, but my main sport, modern pentathlon, which is a horseback ride, jumping on barriers, fencing, AP, shooting pistol turn targets, swimming 300 meters in my time, now it's a shorter, and running 2.5 miles, which is 4 kilometers. And that was my main sport. I was paid for to compete to represent Soviet Union.
So here you are, this fantastic swimmer. Give me an idea of what it takes to swim the Black Sea. How far, how rough, how hard. I know the patrol boats are looking for you the whole way through.
Yeah, swim, you have to swim only in nighttime. If you swim in daytime, you will be cut right away because you're not allowed to swim farther than 50 meters away, about 55 yards from shore. The moment you swim, you immediately will be approached by a patrol boat, and they will pick you up, and which was happened with me. I was betting with my friends on the beach that I can swim all the way to the buoy and come back without any troubles, which is about 500 meters. And they say, no way, you will be cut. I say, well, I feel I can swim this 500 meters before the cater. they can come and pick me up. They say, okay, it's the bet. We bet on a 3 bottles of cognac. And I jumped in the water. They took time, and I was took off, and I was swim so fast for 500 meters. For it's about 1/3 of a mile to the buoy and come back. I get to the buoy and turn around and come back, and I still wasn't caught. Then I already was close to the shore. The patrol boat came, picked me up, and they took me and they tried to give me 15 days in jail because I'm not allowed to do this thing. I convinced them I'm a member of the Russian Olympic team, that I'm doing this for training. They check about me. They know I'm a lieutenant military in a Soviet military and a member of the army club, and I wasn't planning to escape anything. And they say, all right, we'll let you go. And they did mistake because after a few days, I did swim, but you have to swim in nighttime. In daytime, it's impossible. And you have to swim in during storm, minimum 2-4 points storm, big waves, lots of noise, because you can be caught very quick and very easy if you swim in quiet night. They, the Soviets are using miniature submarines. They are spread all over on the border area, spread all over sea, close to the border, and they're using sonars. Wow. And when you swim, and you're breathing, showing on the scale of them equipment, electronic equipment, they will come pick you up. And that's how it was happened from 1956 until 1965 when I did swim. It was 11 people swim, all 11 people was caught. They all did mistake. They swim at nighttime when it was very quiet, very moon night and very comfortable swim, but they did mistake because submarines, small submarines.
They always told us, you know, that you want to live in a swamp where nobody else wants to go.
Yeah.
And that's the same kind of swim. Swim where nobody else wants to swim. That's good. So how far of a swim was it?
It's a swim, it's 28 kilometers.
Oh,
it's about 18 miles, and the water is 67 degrees, which the first 4 hours you're shaking like crazy. It's so uncomfortable. But I took chance because I do have two people was helping me. They're very good youngsters who came with me on the beach, and they put a fly on me, 3 layers of goose grease, and that's how I protect myself from completely go cold.
Yeah.
And I succeed. And after that, Soviets was found to the information on Radio Free Europe, Voice of America, everything about that I'm already on another side.
What they been extremely upset.
Yeah, they get so I found many years after that over 200 military border people was border patrol people was fired because they missed my escapade.
Wow.
And that's how I succeed. And
now you're here. When you got here, tell us about these numbers. It's hard for me to explain, but you can explain how certain Soviets would have certain numbers for certain reasons, or we would log them in at certain numbers, but you had a number that kind of matched in and caused you a little bit of problem. Tell us about that.
You talk about, when
the 007 number, how that was registered.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was came to the United States, I was immediately being reported to U.S. intelligence that the Soviets send dead squad who's supposed to be assassinate me in this country. And because this type of people, they don't need it get visa anything because they come to United Nations without visa anytime they want. But two people who is a member of dead squad, U.S. intelligence know about them very, very well. And immediately the U.S. government moved me from New York area to Fort Sam Houston, Texas, and hide me there for several years. After 2 years, dead squad was sent back, and I was told that I can now walk around without go anywhere close to the big cities because the Russians will still try.
I wanted to ask you that. Do you ever in the back of your head worry? The wonder.
No,
why would they leave you alone? It's just like a revenge.
No, because it was a big. I'm first one and last one who did this escape from Soviet Union outside the country, and that was a big slap on the face of the Russian intelligence.
So
that's why
so
they was trying no matter what to try find me and kill me.
Okay, but what made them stop to do that, in your opinion?
They stopped. They never stopped. They make court-martial in a military club. They put stage, invite over 2,000 old Army professional athletes, and they put chair on a stage, pretend I'm sitting on this chair, and court-martial, which is the three military people, and they was crucify me, prosecute me, and they give me 8 years in jail. And I was sitting in Texas in drinking a little bit of whiskey, and they was prosecuting me in Russia on the empty stage, on the empty chair, and it was big joke.
Okay, so you served your term, so that's why they're not coming after you? But
no, because... The Soviets told to Russian athletes who come to this country on the international tournaments, they tell them, do not associate with Komissarov, do not talk to him, do not ask any questions. And after 1991, when Soviet Union dissolved and turned to the democracy, which is a big fake story, you know, And automatically, well, the KGB is not interesting about my life, you know, because they already was so many years past that they don't succeed, and they, the least they talk about, the least they notice to the Russian people about me is make them.
And let me ask you, I'm curious about this person. I was in Germany, West Berlin, protecting the wall, you know, the Soviets had the whole world, blah, blah, blah. What's the propaganda that the Soviet Union would tell their officers, their troops, about the West? Are they getting you pumped up to hate us and, like, they train and say, oh, you're the threat, too? I mean, what's going on?
The conflict was based on one simple thing, because between the U.S. and Soviet Union agreement was that Soviet military will move out from Eastern Bloc to go back to the Russian territory, and American was promised that they will move from the western part of the ex-country, like Germany and all the Eastern Blocs, and they will move out to the east. But because Soviets moved out, and Americans had just moved in Russian territory and took all military bases, occupied them, and this was a big, big upset for Soviet Union, and that's when they start propaganda work very hard, that the U.S. working very hard to try to take the Russia.
Wow, man, incredible history. Okay, so you get here, you're all squared away. Wait, we were talking about the numbers, though, the 007 number?
The 007, I received very simple thing. In a military base where I stay now for some years, and I hide over there by American intelligence, they was proceed to get for me the notification, everything, and the first one, I was supposed to be received Social Security. When I get Social Security, and it's card, we don't have in Russia this type of registration. And the American intelligence was teasing me. They become very good friends with me. They say, well, no matter how much we was testing you and checking you before bringing to this country, which was took almost 1 year. But they still think you are a Russian spy. I say, why do you say this? They even give you code number. I say, what code number? They say, look, your Social Security. I looked on Social Security, bunch of numbers. I say, what's so special? No, I don't see anything. They say, do you see the last three numbers? I looked. I say, yeah, 007. And movie from Russia with Love with Sean Connery was very popular. Everybody know what it is. I say, why I got the three numbers? They say, it's automatically to keep on the people moving out and come back to the country if they are try to travel a lot. And
that was just a bad luck of the draw.
Yeah. No, they did on purpose, you know, to keep eye on them.
Okay, all right.
But from that point, every time I travel all over the United States to the military bases, read lectures and different type things, work with U.S., and they ask, they always call me 007.
Well, it's a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah, because they say your real name is too hard to remember and to pronounce. And everybody gives me this automatically nickname, 007 from Russia with Love.
That's
how I get.
Well, then let me ask you this. What are you doing now? You're at the gun show.
I'm retired. I'm 77 years old.
He doesn't look 77.
Yeah, I'm now completely retired, but periodically I still do a little bit help U.S. when they needed some, you know, advice.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. And now you're here at the Premier Gun Show. You got a nice table set up, or a few tables set up. What kind of things do you have on your table? So if you want to come and say hi. Ladies and gentlemen, Premier Gun Show, Extra Event Center, Waco. You need to come out here and check out 007. Awesome. Great. Good stuff. Tell us what's on your table.
Oh, it's all collectible items. I try to stay away from guns and all these type things. I have Russian jewelry, Russian icons, Russian souvenirs, just, you know, little bit for entertainment.
Just to kill some time, huh?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you want to tell anybody out there? Because you got this portfolio here of all these different news clips and photos. I was checking you out, and I was like, man, look at this guy. Look at your pictures here. Fantastic. What are you showing me? Fantastic. That's right. And that's that was where? San Antonio?
Yeah. Here I'm. What's the Norwich? Norwich University Summer School.
There you go.
I'm right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is great, but I'm looking at, here's a picture of him diving into the pool. There's another one here where he's shooting.
That was in an Inquirer article about me.
And the stance is perfect when it comes to that type of shooting. Fencing, he's doing the lunge here. Here he is in his, what, running outfit?
Yep.
Horseback riding. Man, jack of all trades. You're almost like, I don't know if this is offensive to you or not, but you're now Putin, though he's riding on his horse looking strong and mighty in his age. Give me that impression. This guy is 77 years old and knock you out, man. Let's see what else you got here.
I was coaching Willamette University in Oregon State. I met from several American students. In 1 year, they never fenced before anything. I made in 1 year them state champion between college universities, and this usually takes 10, 15 years preparation to make good fencers. I get them in 1 year, I make them state champion.
Fantastic. You still coach people?
No, I'm not. Try to stay, you know, away from
take that Kanye
too much.
Chill out, right? Okay, beautiful shot. Yeah, I did this one because I just loved how it looked. What else you got in here? Great shape. Looks, I mean, it's awesome. Everybody, you need to check it out. Come on out to the Premier Gun Show here in Waco and check out 007, straight from the Soviet bloc, MiG pilot. How was that? What kind of, how was that?
Well, my main job was to compete to represent Soviet Union in the sport to bring the glory to Soviet flag. But my training was minimum. Because I don't have much time to, and I have just a few hours flight preparation. I even fly in this country in a private Cessna, my own. One instructor took me for from on a plane, take me out for prepare to train me. He was asking me, well, you do this, you do that. I said, okay, no problem. I took out and I started doing acrobatic. Most everything is a just one. Do you fly before? I say, yeah, I make the pilot. Okay, take me back. Now forget it. And I'm sitting in office. You go fly by yourself. I mean,
why don't you teach me? Not me teach you, you know?
For 20 hours, I'm supposed to be flying. With instructor, I only flew in a half hour, and they never go in a plane. They say, you know more than we do. And that's how I was. But I never finished course because the price was go so high.
How fast did you go in a day?
The MiG, MiG 21, it was going up to 1,200 miles an hour, you know. But I was flying a MiG 17 for training, then MiG 21 for border patrol.
Fantastic. You have an incredible history. It's been a pleasure. Very exciting to speak with you. And even more nice that when we do the gun show together, I get to see you. You know, we have a better relationship. It's really great. So, ladies and gentlemen, come on out to the Premier Gun Show. Come and see hello at 007. I think if you're gonna come, I think if you come through the doors and you turn left and go through one of the hallways, you'll see him along the wall. Just ask. Where's 007? I'm sure somebody will be able to point.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Thank you again very much. Very fascinating history. And glad to have you here. Ladies and gentlemen, that was 007. Check him out. If you want to hear this again, go to, we'll be having it posted in a couple hours, and you can re-listen to it. And we need this in a YouTube. I want this cut as a YouTube, okay? You can check it out in the video. It'll be on Aaron's Gun Shop YouTube channel. And you can watch it step by step and see what's going on. So, Ladies and gentlemen, we just have a few minutes left. I'm going to finish up the show. We're going to call it short here. Trey, if you just want to play a few commercials for me, play it out and fade out to some music, we're going to end it here. I mean, I can't top this, so we're just going to say bye to you, and I'll see you around the show, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, the Premier Gun Show, the Extra Coast Center in Waco, come on out, check it out. Just come and say hello to the crew here at the Aaron's High Cap Adventure table, and go ahead and check out 007. We've got lots of cool stuff over there. Say hi, and I'm sure we'll be happy to talk to you. So we'll see you on the other side. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You're going to go crazy at the Cross-Eyed Bull when you see all the great stuff from years gone by. Wagons, old tools, lamps, well pumps, stoves, water barrels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36 is the place to be for the antiquer, decorator, prepper, or just anyone who wants to take a look. Tractors, chicken coops, windmills, wagon wheels. The Cross-Eyed Bull in the Grove, Texas, between Belton and Gatesville on Highway 36. Or just call 254-717-6400. The Cross-Eyed Bull.
WRBSales.com takes pride in manufacturing the highest quality firearms gear. They use only the very best materials in their products. 1,000 denier Cordura nylon, ballistic nylon, and heavy-duty YKK zippers. All of their handmade, high-quality gear comes with a limited lifetime warranty and a complete satisfaction guarantee. And much of their gear has seen actual combat duty. WRBSales.com is your one-stop shop for all your firearms gear and accessories. And whether you're looking for maximum concealment, comfort, or a combination of both, WRB's products guarantee to deliver it even in the toughest of conditions. They know the industry inside and out, but more importantly, they know what you want. Explore from the best the industry has to offer only at WRBSales.com. That's WRBSales.com.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.